These guys have everything. Money, power, fame, yet it's not enough. They're still not happy. Let me explain why.
As you get richer, something happens that I call the cycle of disconnection. This wealth puts you in an entirely different reality to almost everybody else.
And that erodes your ability to take another person's perspective, which is essential for empathy. And without empathy, you can't have compassion. And when you don't have compassion, you behave more and more selfishly. And as you do that, you further disconnect yourself from others.
And that makes it impossible to be happy, because true happiness comes from community and connection.
Now, societies used to have safeguards against this. Governments taxed extreme wealth, and social norms made selfishness a little shameful. Now, old happy culture has not only made selfishness acceptable, it's made it aspirational, resulting in somebody like this who is incredibly dangerous, not only because he's incredibly wealthy, but also because that means he's incredibly disconnected, which in turn makes him incredibly unhappy. Even his old friends say that he believes he is above everybody else. You can't pursue old happy and new happy at the same time. You can't make your highest values your own power, wealth, and fame while simultaneously pursuing flourishing for everybody. Funny thing is that the most caring thing we could do for these people is to hold them accountable for these behaviors, because while they're out there floating in space, disconnected from everyone and everything down here, they're never going to be happy. By refusing to accept or endorse their behavior, there's a chance that they might wake up to the fact that they're pursuing misery and creating misery for the rest of us. And then maybe they'd finally realize that helping other people is what makes you happy, and they'd take all of that money, power, and fame and use it to do good for everyone.